Hi. Not long ago, I got a nice little letter from my mother, and we tend to communicate now by letter because it goes much better than it does in person. And well, her letter was sort of chastising me for not being more responsible for my children, who are adult and married and have their own children. And, you know, her role model is that I should be there with them. And I moved away and sort of follow my own happiness and what I wanted to do. And so she sort of, you know, used this letter to yank me back. I mean, what could make you feel worse than to think that your mother doesn't love you, you know? It's like...
Or that she disapproves of you.
Right,
in other words,
right.
She activated some very old ideas.
Exactly.
Yes.
So for a while there, I sort of became this person who was this, you know, son whose mother didn't love him anymore, and who, you know, was like, I was just kind of projecting these images, and I sort of, you know, stayed in that for a while. And one day my wife said, if a lightning bolt hit right now, it would snap you out of it just like that. You know, it would change your perspective so quickly. Or if we start laughing about something, you can literally feel the relief, the letting go of that perspective. And that's really what I'm wanting to talk about, is how we do lose ourselves and we feel bad about ourselves. And as soon as we kind of get back to who we really are, then we can feel it. But
let's take the subject and hit it head on for just a little bit. So you are a believer that you are the creator of your own reality.
Yes.
We can feel that you know this. And you are also a believer that your children do too.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand this business of self-empowerment. And you understand the joy of it because you have lived it. And you also understand how it does not feel so good to not be self-empowered. And so there's a part of you that wants to allow your children their opportunity for self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you think back about your mother and your relationship with her, your self-empowerment was sort of a determined thing that was born out of your relationship with your mother. In other
exactly.
words, you sort of became self-empowered in spite of her.
Right.
And so you made some decisions, and they felt good while you were making them. And as you were making these decisions, you did not look back with much, or we would dare say, any regret. In other mm-hmm. words, you have been following your bliss is not too strong of a word, and you made your world in the way that felt right to you. Now, someone else who has lived with you and known you and loved you and always will, which is your mother, will never be able to understand your perspective. Her life, her world, the way she's approached things, you would never, if you had 100 years and you started now to convey and converse with her, you would never be able to make her understand your point of view. It is not a possible thing. The words generation gap are far too mild to even begin to explain all that you have come to know. And so mm-hmm. you just could not do it, no matter how long you tried. But you still care about her, and you still want her to be joyful, and you want her to see you in a good light, because those are things that you've felt all of your life. You've always wanted to be appreciated by those that you mm-hmm. care about. So as your mother, living her world and coming to her conclusions about the condition of the lives of your children, who she cares about, and their children, who she cares about. In her inability to figure out what to do,
right.
she took a path of least resistance that actually felt better to her. Mm-hmm. It felt much better to her to be mad at you about this than to worry about them. It was actually a path of lesser resistance for her to put it all on your plate than it was to let them be responsible, because you've always been the responsible one. You look like the one who could carry it more easily. In other words, while these are very nice people, she does not see them as responsible as she sees you. So when she sees things not going well, when the crevasse between what she would like for them and what they're actually living seems to be separated, the only relief that she knew to find was to lay it at your doorstep. And believe it or not, she did get some relief from that. As we were saying earlier, sometimes anger feels better than regret. And anger always feels better than guilt. So we think she took the path of less resistance and sort of laid it on your doorstep. Ordinarily, you're in a place where that would just sort of roll off of you.
Right.
But for some reason, because of the intensity of it, in other words, some factors or whatever, because your desire for the independence of your children is one thing. Your desire for the well-being of your mother is something else altogether. So something in that, what do you think happened in that? Can you feel something that shot up, some activation? In other words, something that made you feel more around it. What was the sore spot?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the incident that stirred it is my daughter actually took an overdose and wound up in the hospital and then in a rehab facility. And so what I was feeling preceding this letter is my own guilt about, you know, I was activating that. It's like, well, you know, I should be there, you know, so it was almost like opening the door for my mother to say the same thing, I guess.
Which is why
it made it feel so bad, because I was already having those feelings myself.
But here's the thing that we're wanting to give to you, because we notice with so many of you who have become true practicing deliberate creators that when you find yourself not able to keep your balance for whatever reason, then you beat up on yourself even more for not keeping your balance. And what we want to say to you is that we think the response of your mother, which was anger at you, was her rebalancing act.
Okay, yeah.
And we
okay.
think then your retaliatory anger at your mother was your rebalancing act in mm-hmm. part, and we think all of it is just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, what do you think would have been different if you had been there for your daughter? When you lay it out logically, in other words, do you think every thought with her? Do you go everywhere with her? When she finds a thought that doesn't feel good to her, are you there to rebalance it? Is it your responsibility? In other words, is someone else's vibrational balance your responsibility? And even if it were, could you tend to it?
No.
And what we are suggesting here, in fact, more than suggesting, we're laying it right out there. You cannot really know what anybody else is living. Now, this is a sort of chain of pain. As your daughter finds, whatever reason, her struggle and her response, which sort of gets everybody else involved in it, and then your mother joins it, and then you join it, and then your mate joins you. In other words, it is quite a chain of pain. And somewhere along there, you have to stop and say, well, I'm not really going to take responsibility for this, and I'm going to find some thoughts that feel better to me. And so what kinds of thoughts did you begin to find that felt better to you? Or have you gotten there yet?
Oh, yeah. I was able to reply to her from a loving place. A friend of mine said, you know, I was telling her this story, and she just said to me, you have to bless her. You have to bless your mother. And it sort of snapped the spell.
Well, certainly you have to bless your mother. But here's the thing. Before all of this happened, you were in a much easier place to do that. In other words,
right.
That is your nature. But when something has happened that's gotten you out there raw and ragged, and someone says, you have to bless your mother, what we're saying is being mad at your mother might be a better temporary bridge.
That did happen for a few days
and,
or weeks,
and there,
yeah.
And there can be some value in that. And we know this sounds strange to someone who is a proponent of positive attitude and speaking positive words. But understanding the law of attraction as we do and understanding vibration, you just can't get there from there to over there, not all at once. And so what we're encouraging is that you keep making the bridge. Nothing is more debilitating than to care about something that you can't do anything about. And you
right.
can't do anything about your adult children. In other words, you can want better for them, and you could maybe even begin to provide something for them, but in the long run, you cannot do anything about someone else's vibration
right.
other than hold them in the best light you can mentally and then project that to them. And sometimes distance makes that much more possible than being up close to them.
Right.
And so as something happens and you are in that great despair because you can't do anything about it and you really, really want to. So that is about as raw and ragged as a person can be to have this thing that they want to do that they cannot do. And so you go from that deep regret or suffocating sadness to maybe a feeling of anger, to maybe a feeling of resentment, to maybe a feeling of blame. And it's not a bad bridge. And that feeling of blame, sometimes you can get carried away in that because you can blame that one and that one and that one. You can even blame yourself. And we wouldn't encourage you to stay there very long, but it is somewhat more life-giving. There's more air in it than that awful regret that you were feeling before. Mm-hmm. And then once you've bridged yourself that far, then you can be reaching for other thoughts that feel a little better, like, well, she needs to get hold of herself and maybe this will snap her out of it. And maybe she was calling out in some way and more of us have been responding and we do want things to get better for her. And so you might move from absolute blame into an attitude of sort of pessimism that we've been here before and that it seems like, you know, mild irritation. She's sort of raking us all over the coals. She's causing disruption in all of our lives. But it feels better than that terrible grief and it feels better than that stronger blame. It feels more like frustration. And then you may be able to move from frustration to a sense of hopefulness. Well, maybe this will turn the tide. Maybe this will make a difference for her. Maybe this will get her attention. Maybe this dramatic thing catapulted her desires into a new place. Maybe those who rallied around her sort of got her attention. Maybe this will be helpful to her. And now you're in a place of greater hopefulness. And then you bring yourself back into alignment. But the thing that we want you to understand, and this is the most important thing that we've ever said to anyone, and certainly the most important thing you will ever hear. Your happiness cannot depend on what she figures out.
Right.
And your mother's happiness cannot depend on what she figures out. In other words, you've got to let go of that. And so you just do the best you can by bridging from grief into regret, into anger, into frustration, into hopefulness, into feeling better. And then you regain your balance and you come back into your own life. And what she does is what she does. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can be a better bridge to your daughter from your place of despair. And that's the thing that we think trips a lot of counselors up and parents, is that you really don't want to go into the despair for fear you'll get sucked back into it. But you can't relate to them, nor can they relate to you unless you're somewhere in the proximity of it, you see. Mm-hmm. And so out of all of this, maybe you understand more clearly now how she's feeling. Maybe the words that will come out of you will be more connecting in nature.
Yeah, I have a much easier time connecting with her than I did do with the other adults that tend to look at being responsible or, you know. But I know that even at the distance and that I have from her, that I can be an influence to her that other people can't.
Yes.
And that's what I have to hold on to.
Well, you are able to maintain your balance. But there's something even more important than that. Your balance and your alignment must be more important to you than your daughter's. Because if it isn't, then in time you'll have nothing to give her. Just like she has nothing to give her children right now.
Right.
Yes.
And somehow that's tied up between my mother and I. You know, the chain of sort of comes back
around
to that.
Well, you see, here's the thing. Your mother has been willing and still is to give up every ounce of joy for the sake of her children. In other words, your mother,
right.
Your mother, the pain doesn't bother your mother like it bothers you. In other words, she's been beating that drum. There's no sacrifice there. When you wake up and you're ornery and you wake up and you're complaining, then dealing with a little more trauma is not nearly as painful as when you have reemerged back into pure positive energy. In other words, she can't relate. She does not understand what she's asking you to give up. In other words, to her, it's giving nothing up. To you, it's giving up life.
Right, it is.
She doesn't get that, you see, and nor will she. She's not going to hear that from you. Not till she's dead.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.